Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Monday, August 26, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight we're going to be talking about several things, just about anything you want to talk about, so please call in or join the chat room and let us know what you're thinking about. The main thing as I was heading the show today, calling it Save America, Stop Amnesty, and Defund Obamacare. I just kind of wanted to emphasize those two things because the August recess, break, vacation, whatever you want to call it for these senators and representatives is just about over. And, here locally, I never did hear from my senator, even though I sent emails to his Orlando office, his Tampa office, his Jacksonville office, all over the place, even up in Tallahassee, wanting to see that town hall meeting where we could get in Mr. Rubio's face about amnesty, but still haven't seen it. Gosh, I'm so surprised. I would have never thought Marco Rubio was a coward. Yeah, right. But he is out there trying to defund Obamacare, so let's give Marco Rubio credit for that one. He wasn't the one with leading the charge on it. And Lord only knows what people, the Latinos, low-income people, or whatever group he's supposed to be going after, because who really knows? It's not really the American group, because he divides us up in the Latinos. And as a rule, he tries to focus on Latino Americans, or Latinos. I don't know whether they're Americans or not. They're every kind of Latino, illegal, legal, whatever. He seems to focus on them, and somehow he's going to save the Republican Party, which is really stupid, a stupid notion, the way they're going about it. But he's out there with the amnesty, so he was out there doing all he could to get the Latinos on his side, promoting amnesty, the illegal invasion of this country, another illegal invasion of this country. The Americans who happen to be of Hispanic heritage don't think that way, but the Latinos' loyalty is to La Raza and to their heritage, not to the United States, those who don't really want to be American. They're not going to vote for Republicans anyway, but, you know, they're kind of relying behind Rubio for this particular issue. But those same Latinos, where do they come in when we talk about Obamacare? You know, defunding Obamacare, does that bother them? I kind of wonder if they don't have their own split opinion of Mr. Rubio. Because he really is, he's trying to somehow be all things to all people. He thinks he can brainwash everybody, and he can believe in everything and support everything, and everybody will vote for him. And, of course, that's not reality. You have to actually have some core beliefs. Who knows what Rubio thinks? You can't really tell. I mean, I know he's pro-Latino, anti-American, because I've seen him in his career here in Florida, along with his career in D.C. But for those who aren't following everything he's done over the years, what does he believe in? I don't know. I don't think he believes in America by any means. And when you follow his actions, the amnesty and the Obamacare stuff, you just really can't tell. So hopefully people will have learned their lesson when it comes to 2016 and that guy. I would love to be able to chase him out of office before then, but I don't think that'll happen. But the thing is with amnesty and Obamacare are both deadly to this country. They are both deadly to the middle class. They are both deadly to the lower income. So it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on, whether you're the Republican or whether you're the Democrat. Republicans are supposed to believe in less government and all this kind of stuff and empower the individual. That truly is what the Republican is supposed to be, the empowering of the individual. And that's why Martin Luther King was a Republican. He believed in the rights and the empowerment of the individual. Compared to the Democrat, that was supposed to be protecting the working class, the rights of the working class, against those with the money to buy government, those with the money to take over and own the vote, own the ballot box. But neither one of them are protecting the working class, the majority of the American people. Neither one of them. And I really don't know. I mean, I see the various things with Martin Luther King, you know, with the 50th anniversary of his speech and the various things going on. And I'm like, would Martin Luther King be a Republican today? I know he wouldn't be a Democrat, because the Democrats, they don't want to be responsible for themselves. The liberal progressive, which means they don't believe in freedom, they believe in a nanny state mentality, and that government should do everything for you. They believe in China. I mean, most of the Democrats who support Obama really should go to China. That way you can become a serf of the communist nation and live that way. And so I truly don't see Martin Luther King being of any either of these two parties today. He definitely would be extremely disappointed in what has happened or become of the Republican Party. During the week, speaking of the good old GOP, the RNC chairman, Priebus, he was out there, you know, he's still out there trying to somehow brainwash conservatives, Tea Partiers, Americans, into, really I'll say GOP diehards, GOP loyalists, GOP sheeples, whatever you want to call them, to say we have to support amnesty because that's the way we're going to get the Latino vote. We have to brainwash Latinos into thinking we like them by supporting amnesty. And you know, the whole thing is so stupid. But he had some sign out there, whatever this caption was on this article, new email I got, something about the stupidity is losing two presidential elections in a row. And I'm like, stupidity is the GOP. let's see, I might flip over and read the email I sent to him, because I had a hit list in there. And I'm like, the Republican Party is trying to brainwash the American patriot and the GOP diehards that you have to fund Obamacare and you have to promote amnesty. This is what the Republican Party stands for, people. At least this is what the Republican establishment, starting with the RNC chairman. I wish I'd get rid of that guy. You know, they need to get somebody who actually believes in Republican values, if they can find any of those anymore. I don't think any of them know. I don't think they have any clue what it is anymore. But he's out there trying to promote this. Let me see if I can find my email real quick on this. Hopefully I can find it, because I sent an email back to the GOP, and I encourage everyone listening, if you're an American patriot, you believe in the Constitution, and you believe in limited government, which in theory is what Republicans are supposed to believe in, send a message to the Republican National Headquarters. Their email is info@GOP.com. So just send info@GOP.com. And you can do a search on GOP with the headquarters, whatever, and find all the various individual state emails. Send them to there too. With Florida, it's communication, or it's Republican Party of Florida, so it's ROF.com. And I think it's like our Republican Party of Florida, ROF, communications at ROPOF.com. So send the message to them. And let's see here if I can find my email. Okay. Once again, everything's getting hung up here. But I sent the email. It was a warning to the GOP. While, you know, you've got Priebus out there trying to brainwash people into supporting amnesty and Obamacare, you've got the grassroots, or the Tea Party grassroots, true constitutionalists out there saying we have to defund Obamacare now. That doesn't mean defunding the whole government. And don't be brainwashed into believing that. And the other piece of this, which was one of the stronger words or statements I put in this email to him, it's stupidity is for the Republican Party to believe amnesty is going to buy Latino votes. It's downright stupid. How stupid and clueless can the Republican Party be to think that they will somehow garner the votes, woo the votes of Latinos if they promote amnesty? And I go out there and say part of the reason the Republican Party is dying is because they don't embrace America or be an American anymore. And, you know, the Democrat Party, I mean, it supported the working class, which was great. It empowered the working class, gave the working class the rights and the opportunities without the abusiveness of basically being slaves, if you will, being enslaved in ways. So and so I was a Democrat in the beginning. My parents are from Massachusetts, very Democrat, liberal. And my mother would have shot me if I'd registered as anything else when I first got my voter's registration. And so I was there, but the more I saw what was happening and the more I understood the process, the more I went to being an independent, no party affiliate. And then I went to being a Republican and trying to get more involved in the Republican Party, the Executive Committee here in Orange County, Florida. And then I saw how corrupt it was, how evil it was. It was despicable. And that was in 2004, 2005, when I really first saw firsthand what the Republican Party was about. I'd never been involved in the Democratic Committee, and I don't think the Democrats are any more honest or ethical. So don't for a minute take it that way, because that's not it. But, I mean, I went to the Republican Party because of the smaller government and conservative constitutional values, less of the nanny state routine, if you will. And then what I saw was just so sad. So sad, and I'm like, is this what you people really believe in? So anyway, so I sent this email to the Republican Party. It's the Republican Party, the RNC establishment, that has killed the Republican Party. They refuse to hold true to core principles, core values. It's like, well, if you're not going to believe anything, what do you expect? You know, you don't stand for anything, you don't believe in anything, what are you expecting? And this is really what it came down to. And the Republican Party, my core message to the Republican Party, if you promote, if the Republican, the House of Representatives passes any form of amnesty, the Republican Party is over. It's history. It's the GOP is DOA on Election Day 2014. So that's really the message I send to the Republican Party. And let's see here. If I can find it. Okay. It should be right here. Okay. As I say, it should be right here. Should be. But the point, regardless whether I sing to you or not, it is all about the Republican Party doesn't stand for anything, and so that's why they're going down the tubes. This amnesty and Obamacare, both of these things are critical issues if the Republican Party wants to survive. And if you're going to follow the likes of this leadership, the Republican, the RNC elitists, the establishment elitists that are doing some of these nutsy things, then you're the ones who are doing yourself in. Don't blame anybody except yourself. RNC, blame yourself, the RNC, for the end of the final demise of the Republican Party, because you're the ones who are destroying it, nobody else. If you had some core values, maybe you could survive. But since you refuse to honor the core values you claim you believe in, you say one thing, you do another, that's why it doesn't last. And when it comes to both of these issues, now when it comes to the defunding Obamacare, that's still in the Senate, so you can call both houses call McConnell if it thing, you know, bug them all. Bug every single one of those who profess, call all of them, especially those who profess to be conservatives. You cannot be in either of these houses of Congress as a Republican, conservative, constitutionalist and support funding Obamacare. If you do, you're a total hypocrite. And you do not deserve that job, and you need to be removed next time around. You need to. The GOP is DOA on election day. If amnesty is passed at all, if Obamacare is passed, these are two very critical issues. You know, every middle class and lower income person needs to go take the time and learn why these are so deadly to you, because they are. Amnesty. You know, they go around bragging amnesty, and it shows how stupid they think the American people are, and unfortunately how ignorant some Americans truly are. But they think all of us are ignorant and stupid, and or stupid. They go out there and they brag. The illegals that are getting amnesty, they're going to have a legal status to sign up and pay taxes. Great. They want to sign up their so-called pathway to citizenship. And they're going to sign up so they can pay penalties and pay taxes, but they're not going to get Obamacare. Now, just think about what that means. They are not eligible for Obamacare. The employer does not have to pay Obamacare for the now legal but non-Americans. So if you're an American, you're supposed to get Obamacare, and the employer is supposed to pay for it, or cut, you know, for the over 50 and all those other garbage games they're playing. So if you're an American person working out there, and the currently illegals will come out of the shadows. They can be hired for 40, 50 hours a week with not paying Obamacare, or the employer can hire the American for 40 hours a week, 40 to 50 hours a week, and pay for Obamacare. Gosh, I wonder which one they're going to do. So good old Rubio just threw you out of a job. And even if the amnesty doesn't come, if we are able to railroad and derail, I should say, derail the amnesty thing, which I think we have a good chance of doing, it's getting bigger and bigger out there to do that. The Obamacare by itself is destroying the middle class, and I mean they said they're telling all these companies. They are trying to force a universal health care, which will ration health care. Those who have money will still be able to buy their own. The rich will still have the best health care, whether you like it or not. But now the rest of us are going to pay a lot more for a lot less, and we're not going to have a choice. They're going to decide, well, wait a minute, if you're part of Obamacare and you don't have your own additional insurance that you pay on top of it, then they'll decide whether you're eligible for the treatment or not. Well, wait a minute, you're this age? No, you're going to die in a couple years anyway, so forget it. Rationing the death panel routine and rationing health care, that's what will happen. And on the same time, for those lower positions, lower skilled positions, part-time, you will be a part-time employee, because as a part-time employee, you might be full-time now, but you will be cut down to part-time, and then you will have to pay for your own health care. So your income goes down, your cost of living goes up, so now you're going to have to work two part-time jobs so that you can have the health care, or you don't buy it, and the rest of us have to pay, and so when you go to the emergency room, you get treated. And then, of course, that was the same case with the amnesty. So while the new immigrants are not allowed to, or not eligible for Obamacare per se, they, when they get sick, they'll just go to the emergency room like they do today. The whole thing is so stupid and so anti-American in every which way. It really is anti-American. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's the working class, lower income and working class, who will get screwed over the most in all of this. And if you don't understand that, you need to get your head out of the sand. Go read a book. Go read the Constitution for a change. And go really study what's going on with these bills. Because we're already seeing it. And the other part, I don't understand why there isn't, you know, discrimination. One of the things I was going to mention, I listed it on the show page, the war on Christianity. But there was a Christian photographer. They rejected the job to go cover a wedding for a gay couple. They didn't believe in it. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in homosexuality. And they've been ordered by the court that they have to do it. This is nuts. So we're doing this kind of stuff too. We're taking away the rights. And at the same time, and the reason I mentioned this, they're being charged with discriminating against homosexuals because they don't want to take pictures of a homosexual marriage. And at the same time, it's okay for Congress to give themselves an exemption, for the businesses to get exemption, for various unions to get exemptions. Why? They're discriminating against me and you. Why don't we have a lawsuit going out there at charging this government with discriminating against Americans, working class Americans, with Obamacare? We're not getting the same treatment. We don't get the same breaks. And so anybody, this is why they have to defund Obamacare. And truthfully, this is why they should be impeaching this president, because he does not honor the rule of law. He decides what laws he feels like choosing. He doesn't belong there. He should have been impeached a long time ago. When you think about what Nixon did with the Watergate tapes and stuff, compare that to what Obama is doing, trashing our laws to let anybody in this country he wants to say who gets health care and who doesn't, who pays and who doesn't. Everything to do with what he's doing is unconstitutional. But where's Congress doing? What are these people doing? Once again, they failed to do their job. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Let's see here. It's, so I kind of want to focus on two issues. How does message to the Republican Party, who is out there pretending to be conservatives, pretending to believe in the Constitution? It's like they don't. They don't believe. And the sooner there are those of us American patriots who happen to believe in it, obviously, you know, the Democrats are openly saying they support amnesty. The conservatives on the Republican side don't believe in it, but they're trying to brainwash you into doing it anyway. So explain that. There's more and more going on with impeaching Obama, too. I keep seeing more and more emails on that. And I can only hope and pray that the Congress would actually have the courage to do their job someday. Let's see here. Let me find. I should find these things before I start the show, but it doesn't always work that way. Okay. Let's see. Here. Let's see. Okay. Hey, my email was called the Amnesty Trap, warning the GOP RNC establishment. My email to the people I sent. To Mr. Priebus and the rest of the GOP RNC establishment, regarding RNC chair pushes amnesty trap, stop comprehensive collapse of Congress. This is what Priebus is saying, trying to brainwash conservatives, Republicans, Republican chiefs, to just, you know, bite the bullet and take amnesty. No, we're not going to do that. Here is something for you to think about as we approach 2014 midterm elections. The stupidity that resulted in two GOP presidential losses was the RNC establishment's stupidity. The stupidity of the RNC establishment is as follows, and this is not a complete list. RNC establishment rejects core American values. RNC establishment rejects the Constitution of the United States of America. RNC establishment rejects core beliefs in limited government. RNC establishment endorses liberal progressives like John McCain and Marco Rubio. And that's only a few. There's all sorts of them all over the place. RNC establishment rejects Americans being united as one people, one nation under God. RNC establishment is so stupid, and I mean I put so stupid, it believes it can buy Latino votes by promoting amnesty that destroys the USA. Just how stupid is the RNC? Are you really that clueless? And I'm telling you, I truly believe that when I say it. There's not, I am not in any way trying to play that up. I mean, I truly think they got to be clueless if they really believe that. RNC establishment is so stupid, it believes it can buy Latino votes by promoting the liberal progressive anti-American Marco Rubio. Now the RNC establishment is promoting liberal progressive Chris Christie. The RNC establishment is totally nuts. It is. The RNC establishment is totally nuts. They've been taken over by the liberal progressives. They really have. So they have no core values. They stand for nothing. And that's why I say I don't think Martin Luther King could ever be a Republican today. When he was a Republican back in the day, it was a different thing, just like Democrats were different at that time too. But he was a Republican because Republican believed in empowering the individual, the rights of the individual. And that is totally different than what the Republican Party is today. It's all about whoever they get the most money from. They don't care. RNC establishment is owned by the special interest and totally rejects the will of the American citizens. Citizens. We are American citizens. RNC establishment has sold its heart and soul, its heart and core for money and power. The GOP stands for nothing in 2013. Leave it as a Democrat. You know, neither do the Democrats. So that's why I don't belong to any party. I'm totally out of all of them. RNC establishment has sold out all constitutional and core American values. That is why the GOP has lost two presidential elections. That's the stupidity of the Republican Party. And with that being said, one more big message for the RNC establishment on this 23rd day of August 2013. And this is my message. And I, like I said, I have sent this to the info@GOP.com, sent it out to my email list. I've faxed it. I've sent it to various GOP headquarters in the different states, everything I could. A warning to the RNC GOP establishment. The GOP is DOA on Election Day 2014 if the House of Representatives passes any form of amnesty. The GOP will not survive another round of illegal amnesty. The USA will not survive another illegal invasion. American patriots are fed up with your anti-American liberal progressive actions. Do your job and protect the American people. You took a sworn oath to defend our Constitution and the American citizen. When are you going to defend our Constitution and the American citizen? It is not your job to represent illegal immigrant invaders. It is an act of treason for you to support and promote and represent illegal immigrant invaders. At the sacrifice of the American citizen is an act of treason. It is treason when you aid the enemy. Invaders are the enemy, in case you don't understand this. And you know what? The invaders are not just Mexicans. We are talking about all the Middle Eastern Muslims who are coming over there, the Islamists, radical Islamists that are coming over, and the Chinese nationals that are coming over that border. and you have the nerve to go and fund securing the southern border of Mexico? You've got to be joking. This is treason, people. This is treason. What part of treason do you not understand? It is an act of treason to sacrifice Americans for illegal invaders. What part of this do you not understand? The RNC establishment has sold out all constitutional and core American values. That is why the GOP has lost two presidential elections. That is why the GOP is on life support today. 2013-2014, warning to the GOP establishment. Amnesty will be the death of the GOP. You can take that to the bank. And I'll say the other part of this that I sent out to people is do not fund any political party. If you have money to waste like that, would you send it to me instead? You know, just send it to me. Because the political parties are for sale. They are not representing the individuals of those groups. I mean, if you're a communist, and that's really what you believe, I mean, to the, and they're both so liberal progressive. The Democrats, yes, are a little bit more liberal progressive than the Republicans, but they're not far apart, and they truly are liberal progressive, which is socialism and communism. Common core socialism, common core communism. That's what it is. And give your money. If you don't, communism, you should give it basically. You should only give my future money to the end of the candidate you believe in. Forget the parties. Do not empower them to take ownership of the ballot box. Let's see here. Okay, let's see. On this particular article, it's Congress is readying for comprehensive collapse. Representative John Carter's bill asks intruders they've come here illegally. Stop the latest partisan travesty in its tracks. Yeah, when it's nice, good, they're here illegally. It mentioned the law. Okay. And then there's a sign with Priebus holding, have stupidity, two presidential election losses, please help. Well, I'm trying to help you, Priebus. That's why I'm telling you about your stupidity of the Republican Party. And since you're the one in charge, you're the one. Chairman of the chairman, the party of stupid. Yeah, you are. It is the party of stupid because you have no core values. Once you start actually believing in something again, many of the people who left the Republican Party might actually come back. But I don't think you can say things are. I don't think the Democratic Party can be saved either. It will never get real support in the middle class. It's communism, but it doesn't get the middle class. Communism is against the middle class. Not the individual middle class nation. And that's where we're heading. Okay, let's see. Urgent. You know what's almost as bad as amnesty for all? Democrats when it comes to our battle for secure borders. Okay. The complicit Republicans who cannot wait to roll over and make it easier for them. This is what most people think of the Republican Party. They're weak. They don't stand for anything. Okay, let's see. And on that note, flycatchers out there. Business hires illegals. Yep, that's exactly my point. Business will hire the illegals or the newly legalized worker and trash the Americans. That's what's going to happen, people. That is exactly what's going to happen. Okay, so on that note, first off, make sure if you are against amnesty and Obamacare, but the amnesty is the first one here, because we know the amnesty has already passed through the Senate, so we have to shut it down in the House. Make sure you call Speaker John Boehner. Flood every one of his offices. Call every single one of them. And his speaker number, his House speaker, his number is 202-225-0600. 202-225-0600. and then called every one of his houses, excuse me, his offices. And faxed them too. I fax stuff all the time, and I call all the time. I do my best to make sure Boehner knows what I think about this. Okay, so call Boehner at his different Ohio offices, Butler County, 513-779-5400. That's 513-779-5400. The Miami County office is 937-339-1524. It's Miami County, Ohio, 937-339-1524. Clark County, this is 937-322-1120, 937-322-1120. The Washington office, 202-225-6205. That's 202-225-6205. The fax number to Washington is 202-225-0704. Fax number 202-225-0704. Ask every one of his offices and make sure that he gets the message loud there. There be no doubt. And of course, call every other Republican. Go down the list, call all the Republicans first, then call the others. I understand it takes a lot to do. I haven't called them all. I have called a lot of them. Call when it comes to the Senate. Make sure you call Jeff Sessions, Senator Grassley, and Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Mike Lee. These who have been extremely supportive of the American people over the illegal immigration, illegal amnesty, make sure they know that we are behind them. We have to make sure they know, too, to keep fighting it and don't let up. Filibuster if they can. I mean, I would love to see this be the biggest filibuster. I don't know some of the details and all the ways. If they had 20 people who were filibustering, how that would all work. You know, because of having to stay there and this kind of stuff, how long could they keep it going? But I think they should do it. The same is true with Obamacare. Defund it. Both of these things are about as anti-American as yet. And if truly call all both parties are scum for doing this, but it's the Republicans who claim to believe in limited government, who claim to believe in the Constitution. They're the ones who are being so hypocritical through this. That's why they're called rhinos, Republican in name only. So we have really got to keep the pressure on and do what we can to stop it. So please keep moving. Now, I've got, if anybody wants to, you know, I've got the list in front of me when it comes to the directory of the House of Representatives. Oh, if you have one you want me to look up, but I mean, if you have the internet, you can find them all out there too. It's really not that difficult. Go to House of Representatives directory, and you can find every single one of them, their phone numbers, and all that. Call every one of them. I have bombarded the ones in Florida with phone calls, faxes. I've gone to different states. For the porker, as I've been calling them out there, the Gang of Ten. On amnesty, I made sure I let him know what I think of what he's done. Corker, most of the time, he's conservative. I don't think he's willing to stand up and defund him. And he caved he became part of the amnesty ambush that we got. He became, instead of being a Gang of Eight, it was a Gang of Ten. So make sure you get hold of Corker. Call his office, fax him, email him. Do everything you can to get under the skin of Corker out of Tennessee. He's another scumbag. I mean, and so many things I agree with, so many things he says, but then he goes and does these things. It's like, if you would not stand up to defund Obamacare, then what are you? You're a hypocrite. Now, Tom Coburn is out there saying, you know, he supports the notion of defunding Obamacare, but he doesn't think it's the right thing. You know, we haven't had a budget in half years. The ongoing game of this budget, say, enough, enough. Stop it. Senate, including Tom Coburn, who is somebody I have a lot of admiration for, and he supports the general, we can see him, about the balance. He talks about how the redemption, the same programs out there, and the wasted, he sees all this. He should really, he'd be the one saying, yes, we fund Obamacare, and here's where the money for this other stuff takes care of it. Defund Obamacare and keep the government going. And if the Republicans weren't as clueless as they seem to be, at least the RNC headquarters establishment, you should be able to see and be able to explain, put the education out. Okay, I'm back. Looks like the NSA may be trying to disconnect me or do something here. Sorry about that. I'm back. Anyway, going back to the whole point is if the Republican Party wasn't as clueless or if they weren't as liberal progressive, take your pick. Either it's because they're so liberal progressive that they truly are the same thing as the Democrat Party, it's all one big party, or they are truly clueless as to understanding what they need to do here. It's to make sure the working class understands the price they will pay for amnesty and Obamacare. Both of them are deadly to the middle class. Both of them are deadly to the lower income. They will we will be converted into a serf class. The elitists will be richer. Obama will continue to take his multi-million dollar vacation trips. He'll be on golf course several times a week while the rest of us are here in windows. Because that's what it's all about. It's destroy. It's all about destroying the middle class. And, you know, the United States, one of the biggest things was we had the highest quality of living for the middle class. And now you have people, the Democrats and the Republicans, trying to ruin that. And if the American people, the middle class, the citizens, don't reject it, then it's all over and we've done it to ourselves. To say that history repeats itself is about as true as it gets. Now, some of the other things, along that line, let's go down some of the other things I was going to get into tonight. As we all know, and I was talking a little bit earlier, Martin Luther King Jr., they had the 50th anniversary of his speech. You know, and I did not watch a whole lot of the actual thing itself, even though I thought a lot about what Martin Luther King stood for. But I can't, Al Sharpton has nothing to do with Martin Luther King. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. But these people, these are the racists of this society. They profit from racism. They're not doing it because they care, because they want the money. Take the money away and they won't be there doing it for you. It's all because they think it empowers them. And, you know, Al Sharpton's supposed to be a reverend himself. You know, and Martin Luther King was a reverend. And I'm like, you just can't compare. There's absolutely, I would love to see, to somehow know for sure, what Martin Luther King Jr. would think about Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. Because I swear I think those two people have done so much harm to the black community. Pretending to care, but it's all about the money and their power. Look how much money these people have made by race baiting. That's all it is. And, you know, whether you like it or not, whether if you, anything, you know, racism is terrible no matter what it is. You should be, as Martin Luther King, you should be respected and treated for the character, not for the color of your skin. It's all to do with what you are as an individual, not what you the color of your skin is, what your appearance is. And that's what it should be about. And when you see these individuals, and I mean, thank God we've got the Ben Carsons out there, Bill Cosby out there, Alan West, Congressman Alan West. And there's many, many black leaders oppose what these Sharpton and Jackson do. And going back to whether, you know, racism is bad, and the fact of the matter is George Zimmerman is racist. He was a neighborhood watch. Did he do everything right? Could he have been more careful? You know, definitely there's things that could have been done differently. But you can't go and act like that Trayvon Martin was innocent in this situation either. He provoked the situation himself. He provoked his own death. Whether you like it or not, that's what happened here. They don't want you to know, and this is what we've discussed with the rule of law in these days. The court system is all about hiding the truth instead of finding the truth. You know, the illegal searches, and, you know, there's so many things. No, we should not be allowed, we should not, unless we're close to it anyway, be in a police state where the police force, the government, they can harass you and fabricate evidence and everything else. I mean, that's all wrong. So innocent until proven guilty is right. I truly believe in that. But innocent until proven guilty doesn't mean you reject all the facts. It's like we're gonna block all the facts that don't support what the outcome is we want to be. So we're going to do our best to make sure that we leave out the facts so that we get a verdict that we want. This is truly what has become the court system. Of course, it didn't quite happen even with that. It still didn't happen in the Zimmerman case. He was still found not guilty, but it was quite obvious. He was a neighborhood watch in a community that had just recently experienced, I think they said seven or eight home burglaries. So if you lived in a community and you were a neighborhood watch of that community, and you knew there had been eight burglaries, seven or eight, whatever it may have been, even if it was six, in your community, and you saw an individual suspicious in the sense of just hanging out in the rain kind of thing that you weren't familiar with, would you not kind of take a look? I think you would. I mean, don't get it. You're not going to walk anything. He was a neighborhood watch who was watching this individual who he didn't know who he was. It's that simple. And Zimmerman, first off, you know, this nonsense of him being a Hispanic white. Well, are you going to call Obama an African white? You now call him a black white? I mean, that's stupid. But this is the way the race baiters do play their games, because that's what else can they do. They didn't want to go and say that Zimmerman was also a minority. They wanted to tag as a white person. This is how sick these people are. When you got to do this kind of stuff, it's sick. And you're not helping the people you claim to care so much about. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are two of the biggest racists to me. They sure are. And locally, we have a Daisy Wynum on the Orlando Council, to me, is a racist. And she was out there spewing that black people can't be racist. That was stupid. And she was mad because her black son got arrested when he was selling drugs or doing something. Something with her son being arrested. And I don't know, I can't remember all the details, those were years back. But she ran into the savior to stop the police from doing their job. And if it had been a white person doing that, it would have been okay. So it was a black person. You can arrest a white, but you can't arrest a black. Especially with her son. That's not the rule of law, people. That's not justice in any way, shape, or form. And what did Martin Luther King say about justice? Justice denied for one is justice denied for all. It's the same thing. Zimmerman was not a racist. There's all the facts that show that. But you know what? I would love for Al Sharpton, if he would have the courage, which you know he does, to go to Lewis and Sanford, who knew Zimmerman, who know him, and knew that he had taken black woman to a high school prom. Let him meet the black lady that he took to the prom. And then call him a racist. And the other piece of this with Martin Luther King, it's so interesting how many people don't know that Martin Luther King was a Republican. Because he's black, they somehow assume he was a Democrat. No. So for those of you who admire Martin Luther King and believe in his words, why don't you go kind of think back about why he was a Republican? Why do you think he was a Republican? Because of what the Republican Party used to be. Republican, you know, the United States of America, the Republic. We are a republic. Republican was supposed to embrace that republic attitude and belief. It was Lincoln who was the first Republican. But the Republican Party is not like that today. Nothing like that today. I doubt seriously Martin Luther King would be a Republican today. And I doubt seriously that he would ever have any respect for Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson for how they have abused the black community. So that kind of is two of the subjects for who are the real racists in America. I truly believe those like Al Sharpton, those who sell racism, they promote it and they sell it. They get rich off of being the racist machine, if you will, the racist technician, the racist promoter. These people are in this evil. You know, Reverend, you better go back to church and spend a little bit more time in that church because what you're doing is not right. And racism is killing the whole country, including the blacks. Everything that does, and this goes back to George Washington's farewell address, he talks a lot about factions, groups, associations. Anything that divides the will of the people, divides people against each other, creates these factions for whatever reason. You mentioned political parties and associations. It undermines, we're not the united people, it's divided. And I see this as what the political parties do. They're out there dividing. They divide and conquer. And it's definitely what's happening from different groups such as the Al Sharptons who want to divide blacks, who want to, and then Marco Rubio who's out there dividing the Latinos, creating all these factions, and we have the Muslim group out there that's doing this and that. We're not a united people. We don't have an identity anymore. Being an American has totally lost its identity because now you're supposed to be something else. You're not supposed to be an American. Sad. Very sad. And then we have, on the same note, let's see, where's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton when two black youth kill a World War II veteran? An elderly man, 90 years old, who was doing his own thing, you know, he seemed to really be living life to the limit, going out and socializing and whatever else and meeting with his friends. A very active 90-year-old he was, and but obviously not to the physical, 90 years old, he's not going to be quite up to being beating up to youth, regardless of what color they are. But nobody says anything when the black youth beautiful World War II veteran. I mean, I have heard it said someone on Fox News. I've heard some clips here and there. But the outrage of two black youth just attacking this 90-year-old man for no reason doesn't seem to bother Al Sharpton. Definitely doesn't bother that nutcase that's in Homeland Security. I heard he was on suspension. Can you imagine a person, any person in Homeland Security going out and promoting a war, a civil war? And in this case, he's out there telling blacks they need to get ready to start killing the whites. This is Homeland Security. And now they've got him on suspension, but so now we're giving him a paid vacation while they do nothing. There should be no paid vacation here. That person has violated many, many policies and laws about what he's doing as a member of Homeland Security. So why are we giving him a paid vacation? Why is it okay for blacks to go out there spewing this hate and promoting civil war? And, you know, it just kind of hits me. So the blacks that I know, most of them are Christians. I don't know that many black Muslims. And you know what? The Muslim men, they're going after the Christians. They don't care what color you are. They really don't. And the true Latinos, the Muslim Brotherhood, they don't believe in Christians. They will kill all the Christians. That's what they want to do. That's what they believe in. And that's why I say you can't be a Muslim and an American at the same time. You don't believe, can you be an atheist and a Christian at the same time? No. You can't be a Muslim and an American at the same time either. I mean, in a legal sense, yes. You can go through the process, become a citizen. But in the core values of what it means to be an American, you cannot be an American and a Muslim at the same time. Because a Muslim thinks all the Christians should be dead. That is through the infant house. Peace is when everybody believes as they believe. So every Christian, every non-Muslim, is their enemy. The books are out there on the subject. Jefferson warned us about it. Thomas Jefferson warned us about the Muslims. It is their goal to divide and conquer. And this plays into so much of what's happening across this whole country, how we keep dividing ourselves. United we stand, divided we fall. That's not nothing original on my part to have come up with that, but it's the truth. We want to survive as a divided people. So if you try to destroy the United States of America, that's what you're doing. If you're trying to save the only free world and the greatest free world ever known to man, freedom dies here. There is no more freedom. There will never be freedom again on this planet, I don't think. So if that's what you believe, it's like that nutcase of Fort Hood. He admits he's a terrorist. But because we have a Muslim president who hates Christians too, his going to church is all a facade. And, of course, we don't hardly see him do that anyway anymore. And trust me, when it comes to politicians going to church, it doesn't mean a whole lot to me anyway, because most of them are just going there for a photo op. What you live and believe is much more important to me than seeing a photo op in front of a church. But when it comes down to your core beliefs, if you're a Muslim, which I personally have no doubt our president is a Muslim, he surrounds himself by Muslims, Muslim Brotherhood, he supports them. He's out to destroy this country. He's out to help those destroy this country. He needs to be impeached. Too bad we didn't have a Congress that had any guts to it. The people have no representation at all. And I say that, and yes, there's a couple of speckles out there, as in with the amnesty, and with defund Obamacare. We have a few that are out there really fighting for it, but by and large, we have to get rid of this whole Congress. This Congress is so full of scumbags, whatever you call it. They don't believe in the Constitution. Their only focus is, who do I get money for so I get reelected? And this is something I will say I do agree with the White House occupier. I think the Supreme Court ruling on super PACs was the you're not an American, if you're not a voter, if you are not eligible to vote, as corporations do not vote, you should not contribute money. Super PACs should not be allowed. All we are doing is selling our elections. We need to get rid of the money in these elections in every which way so that each vote truly counts. We have so much corruption at that ballot box. And I still maintain, as Charlie Klein and I did for a couple of years, they're trying to get something done. We will never take back this country if we don't clean up the elections. We have no rights. It's the elitists who own that ballot box, and they own us. That's why there's some kind of a revolution that's going to have to take place here. I mean, we see this handful of true representatives who follow the Constitution. Then we see the majority that don't, just like in the Senate. In the Powers Act 2013, how could anybody in public office be against saying, before we go into legislation, we'll confirm and prove and validate that it is it's called constitutional law. Before we go and go through new legislation, we will take it and go through the constitutional review before we take action. They have no respect for the Constitution. This is what the majority of people in both houses of Congress believe. They believe they're above the Constitution. And this is why we're in the misrun. The other, and I've kind of been kind of bouncing around on different topics as we go through them. The war on Christianity. There can be no doubt there's a war on Christianity. It's the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamists who are trying to take down Christians and Jews. Don't believe in the Christian faith or the Jewish faith, if I can say it. Excuse me. There can be no doubt. And again, you go back to this Quran. That is what they believe. So if your core belief is that all Christians should be dead, that's what your religious doctrine is, kill the Christians, kill the Jews, how come you're denying there's war in Christianity? And of course, the Jews are going to see what's going on in Egypt right now. Apparently, and I haven't seen this, I heard it on Glenn Beck, I believe it was earlier today, talking about the Christians circling a church and protecting it. Because so many Christian churches have been destroyed in Egypt. So do you truly think there is a war on Christianity, or do you think it's just another loon, conspiracy loon out there? And I mean, what about history that's happened to the Jewish people and Christians throughout history? So, when the Muslim community comes to America, which is primarily a Christian faith, what do you think they're thinking? Do you truly think the Muslims are saying, oh, we love Christians too? Do you truly believe that? I mean, a couple of years ago, if anybody would have asked me, I would have said, well, you know, they got the right to their faith, whatever, whatever. You know, freedom of religion. But wait a minute. Various courts have started upholding Sharia, which is the law of Islam, which means stoning a woman to death for being raped is okay. Honor killings is okay. Raping a woman is okay. This nutsiness of what Sharia law is, Sharia means law. Islamist law kind of thing, law of the Quran, whatever. So women don't have rights under Sharia. How do these people blend into the American culture? Do you truly think they believe in the American culture? How can they believe in the American culture and believe in that religion? Why would they want to come to America as Muslims? Because we don't believe anything like that. Why? So it's the war on Christianity. It's the war on, I should say, Islam versus Christianity in the U.S. and the world. And also on the Jewish faith. The Muslims think everybody else should die. If you're not a Muslim like them, you should be dead. That is what their doctrine is. Kill the infidels. That is what their core belief is. Where with Christianity, it's totally the other way around. You're supposed to forgive those who trespass. You're supposed to love thy neighbor routine. It's Christian faith and Jewish faith are much more pro-life, pro-human life, pro-individual. They subvert human life. And Islam, back on their heads, no big deal to them. They don't value life. And I think those, again, who keep promoting so much of this, if you don't understand, the Muslims are not going to support the Latinos. They don't care about you, and they care about anybody else. And they're not going to care about any Christians or any Jewish people. They don't care. That is not what they're here for. So when we go and we continue to sacrifice the rule of law and the culture, one nation under God, that this country is, for the Muslim faith, we are surrendering. The Muslims are winning. Christianity is dead. We'll be dead. This is what it is, people. This isn't what I want it to be. And a few years back, I would have never said such a thing, but here, the reality is here. And over the whole, the history of the human race on this planet, Christian religion has been the number one reason for war. How many wars have nothing to do with religion? Not many. Now, when it comes to the La Raza wanting to take over the Southwest, I don't think that's religious-based, but who knows. But La Raza, you people don't stand a chance. The Muslims are going to take over you, too. So, you know, Latinos, you might want to embrace being Americans, unless you want to join with the Muslim faith and give up your Christianity and give up your core beliefs as well, because they don't care about you either. And if you let these various groups and associations keep dividing us up, destroying any sense of what being American is, this is where we end up. And the Muslims will win. They will take over. And Christianity, you'll pay a fee or a tax to be a Christian and not be killed. This is some of the garbage that's happening over in the Middle East right now. People that fear, Christians who fear for their life. That's what's starting to happen in this country. We say, burn down the church, but build the mosque. Teach Islam, trash Christianity. This is what's happening in this country, in the United States of America today. What would the founding fathers say if they knew this? What would they think? What would they believe? What would they say about what has happened here? With all the various readings and things when it comes to the faith of the founding fathers in Washington, a free society cannot survive without being a moral society and cannot survive without religious faith, religious beliefs. And that's where we are. Now, the other thing, this is a follow-up to what I was talking about on Thursday. I did some major ranting on Thursday. I was half tempted to block the show because I thought maybe I was ranting too much. But here in Orlando, Florida, home of the nutcases, people think that living in Florida is cheapest because there's no state income tax. They do everything else that you can imagine. It tax you every which way. And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. Two different things. They keep building these stupid venues that we don't need. UCF just redid the stadium out there. It was against, and it was opposed because the houses that were built on that part of, on the other side of the university, had been told that was a, what do you call it, a protected area, a wetland or whatever, and would not be built, would not be developed. But then they, but you know, UCF, the king of UCF, whatever, they said, well, we want a stadium, and all, we're only going to use the stadium for home football games. So, okay, so you're going to build a multi-million dollar stadium for 6 to 7 games a year. Let's not be stupid. I mean, but that's what they said. This was another lie. But anyway, they built the stadium on the backside of these homes, and all that noise is going to be there. So that's a stadium that's only 2-3 years old, maybe 4 years old, kind of lost track when they debated it from when it truly finally got built. So that's that. Then we have what used to be called the Tangerine Bowl, and then it was upgraded to the Citrus Bowl. That's in the downtown Orlando area. It was used for the show Coach. You would see pictures of it on the comedy sitcom Coach. And that's after they did its renovation on it that time. And now they're spending billions to renovate it again. Football, nobody cares. We don't need football in Orlando. Orlando is not a sports town, but they're determined to shove it down. I mean, they got Predator football, and I've been to one Predator football game here because it was free, not because I would pay for it. And the stadium was maybe a third full. That was it. This was in the new Amway Arena. And Orlando is not a sports town. We're a tourist town. We've got Mickey Mouse. We've got SeaWorld. We've got Universal Studios. Got MGM. We've got all these things happening right here. And, of course, we've got the Orlando Magic, which nobody cares about either. We don't need sports. If you want a sports game, go to Tampa. It's only a couple hours if that's what you really want to get into. You know, we just don't need this stuff. And, but they, you know, it's not about what we need for the people. It's not about what's good for the community. It's giving money to your political friends and family members and this kind of crap. And so, once again, people of Orlando are being sold out. Orlando and Orange County, and you've got a Democrat on one side, Buddy Dyer, cruddy buddy, who violated election laws, but that was okay. He's above the law. He went out there and paid for ballots, basically absentee ballots. Totally corrupted the election, but he's okay. And they have Rhino Jacobs on the Orlando, or excuse me, on the Orange County Commission. She's the mayor of the of Orange County, so she's the mayor of the commission. And she was out there illegally texting messages during a public hearing, getting legal advice and legal counsel during a public hearing, and then she deleted them. She did that along with two commissioners, and they're still there. These people are the law. We have no rule of law. Understand that. We have no rule of law. None of those three people should be on that county commission right now. They should have all been removed, and Dyer should have been removed. But corrupt elections, corrupt politicians, that's the way it is until the people change it. Needless to say, I didn't vote for any of them. I'm technically right outside the city limits, so I don't vote in the city elections. They keep trying to annex us into us so they can tax us more, but I do my best to fight that. But the Orange County Commission, scumbags. I mean, there's a couple of them on that might not be too scummy, a couple of them that I'll hold off on saying that for. But, you know, if it's somebody on the Orange County Commission, the odds are they're a scumbag. But definitely the Jacobs, Mayor Jacobs, her and Buddy Dyer, about as scummy as you can get when you talk about scumbags. And so they're out there conniving, doing their backroom deal, anything else, because they want to fund major fuck in Orlando. How stupid is that? And they were out there redoing the funding for the Amway. I mean, we already still owe millions and millions on the stupid old Orlando arena. And then they go and tear one down and build a new one just for the fun of it. That we don't need, because somehow a new arena is what the Orlando Magic needed to win a game like I could care less. I could not care less. And this kind of garbage. But even when all that was going on, there was a group of private investors who wanted to build a stadium in the International Drive area for other stuff, for games, for public, for pro sports and other events. But they weren't going to compete with the one in downtown Orlando if they're going to do it. So here, private, they're willing to go do it all on their own. But the crooks of the city of Orlando and Orange County Commission said, no, 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 we've got to rip off the people. It's against the law for us to manage the people's money effectively. It's against the law for us to not be reckless with their money and to rob them blind and waste their money every which way to go give. It's really, we have to do things as corrupt as possible. We could never do it right for the community. That's what these people think. Why would you do something for the community when you can give it to your friends instead? And this is the scumminess of these people. And here, while they give, it's all about corporate welfare for their friends, not because anybody in Orlando has been asking for Major League Soccer. We don't care about Major League Soccer in this town. We don't care about football. We don't care about basketball. We don't care about baseball. So we don't care about pro sports in this town. It's not what we need. But see, it's not about what's good for the community. It's about what's good for these people to get rich with their friends. So it's all corporate welfare. There's a group out trying to fight the corporate welfare. You're going to see some things. Contact the idiots of the Orange County Commission, especially Jacob's office, and fax all of them on the show page from Thursday's show. You'll see I have phone numbers and fax numbers out there. Go out there and contact these people and let them know we're tired of being ripped off. They refuse to use the money for the roads and things that they could use. And, yeah, I get this. The tourist tax dollars can only be used for professional sports stadiums where we have to waste the tourist tax dollars. We can't do anything good with the tax dollars. Why would we want to improve our community for tourism with tourist tax dollars? We're too stupid to do that. I mean, this is the Tallahassee thing. There's absolutely no reason why they should not take 5% or 10%, whatever it may be, of tourist tax dollars and put it into transportation. Tourism impacts transportation. Improving transportation makes the tourist trip better. They'll spend more money here. But see, it's not, there isn't their goal to do what's right. Why would we do anything good for the community when we can rip them off and give it to our friends? We can't have good policy. We have to do what we can to rip off the people. That's what our job is, screw over the people any which way we can and get rich doing it. This is what the city of Orlando and Orange County, this is what they believe in, screw over the people. And, of course, this is Tallahassee has their hand in it, too, because Tallahassee is the one who came up with the tourist tax and the rules to it. So we have to have bad policy. We could never have good policy that would actually promote the community at large. Why would we want to use tourist tax dollars to make the quality of life here in Orange County better for those who live here? That would just be a stupid thing to do, wouldn't it, Jacobs? You could never do that, could you? Well, no, Dyer couldn't do it because he's been in bed with every developer who's torn down historical buildings and everything else in downtown. But where are you? You're right there pushing the button to destroy it, too? So what's the difference between the Democrat and the Republican here? None. Absolutely no difference. Rhino. Jacobs is Rhino. I have seen her way too much. She is a scumbag. So is Dyer. And I'll tell you something. If any of them ever run for any, whether it be Congress or governor or whatever I can, if I somehow have to mortgage the house to the message out on a billboard. You do not vote for these idiots, these scumbags. And it's the truth. I was born and raised here in Orlando. I've seen what these scumbags are. I know what they are firsthand. I see it every day. Jacobs was a commissioner on the county, of Orange County before she became the mayor. And I tell you, when it comes to Jacobs, you can thank the rhinos of the Republican Committee. They had it, and this was When I was running for Orange County Commission, it was not against Jacobs. It was against Crooked Crotty. The Republican Executive Committee in Orange County, the Orange County Republican Executive Committee, refuses to support conservatives. Every time there's a conservative there for the local stuff, they trash them. They always go for the rhinos. Always. I saw it happen to me, and I saw it happen to somebody else. I mean, this is just the way they are. This is why the Republican Party is going to die in 2014. Locally, statewide, whatever. And, I mean, the Republican Party of Florida has been so corrupt. It's so corrupt. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, including myself in the past, they said, well, we've got to get enough good people in on the executive committee, and then we can change it. And, I mean, wow, it all sounds so wonderful. And I remember falling for it. This is when, you know, when you're first getting into this, you really think you can have a chance to make a difference to that Republican committee. But the corruption is entrenched. And what I saw with the Republican committee in Orange County, it was a perfect example or sample, whatever you want to call it, of what happens at the higher levels. So this is how you run it locally. This is how corrupt it is at the state level. This is how corrupt it is at the national level. And it's Democrats are the same way. I don't, you know, I wasn't on the Democrat committee, so I can't say there. But I don't believe for a minute Democrats are any different than Republicans. I can only tell you from the Republican having been there. And we all knew. I mean, go back and listen, 2010 of American Statesman. We told you way back when Romney is going to be the candidate. They don't care what the people want. It's the Republican establishment who's going to tell you who the candidate is. Right now, the Republican establishment is trying to shove Christie or Marco Rubio down your throats, even though you don't want them. The conservative base, the constitutionalists, the polls are all out there. Much more support for Cruz and Rand Paul. Than anything to do with Marco Rubio or Chris Christie. But they don't want you to know. And they're going to control the media as much as they can, including Fox News. You've got to understand that Fox News is truly a surrogate and a type of, or whatever you want to call it, part of the Republican Party. Because they don't report. I mean, yeah, they do a better job reporting than CNN and MSNBC. But that, you know, that doesn't give them a free pass on this other stuff because you've got, which Mike Huckabee, there's so many things he says that I like, and I think, well, how great he's out there pushing Common Core because that's what Fox News believes, the Murdoch out there. Common Core is communism. So who is their Republican spokesperson? Huckabee's always going to do what he's told to by his king, Murdoch, and pushing Common Core, which is communism. Common Core education is the indoctrination, the federal takeover, and the indoctrination of education, of children through education. So, massive. And Mike Huckabee, of course, he doesn't know me, and he couldn't care less, I'm sure, about me. But I'm sure I have a feeling a lot of people agree with me and have the same feelings of how disappointed we have seen that Mike Huckabee is really just for sale. What we saw him do when it came to the Republican National Convention, locally here, when he got behind Micah, he knew nothing about John Micah. But, you know, the Republican Party told him to do that, I have no doubt. How much money, he's a hired hand, he's a hired gun. He'll do whatever they say for him to do. And, you know, I heard part. I didn't see the whole show on the weekend because I really have cut back on watching much of him. But he was saying something about health care, and he talked about health savings accounts. That's what Ben Carson was talking about. So Ben Carson was the first person I heard really go into health savings accounts and letting people control their own health care. So I thought that was interesting. I never really – what little bit I saw – and. Out of an hour show, I probably saw 15 minutes of it in bits and pieces. So maybe he mentioned Ben Carson in there. I don't know. I never heard him say that. that Ben Carson is the one who kept saying the solution is health care savings accounts for individuals. And Ben Carson also happens to be a no-party affiliate, which I happen to think, you know, I could vote for Ben Carson in a minute. I could vote for Alan West, even though he has to come clean on a few things, some of the stuff he was doing, probably to go along with the party crapola. But for the most part, I liked Alan West when he was a candidate the first time around. I know the election was stolen from him by the corrupt elections here in Florida, and his message is still true. If he was to run for president, I could vote for him. If Ben Carson was to run for president, I could vote for him. Rand Paul would run, I could vote for him. Ted Cruz, he's technically not eligible. People don't want to deal with that fact because of him being born in Canada. His father's a Cuban. His mother was American, but by every technicality of the Constitution, he's not eligible. Of course, I would never vote for Rubio. I would never vote for Chris Christie. Bobby Jindal, he's not eligible either from what I understand. And at one point, I was kind of liking him, but he's been too wishy-washy. Scott Walker, until I realized he was pro-amnesty, I said forget him. I would have liked Scott Walker from Wisconsin, but once he said he was pro-amnesty, forget that. Paul Ryan, I would never vote for. These are liberals. These people are liberals. Scott Walker, yes, he did some good things with the unions and some of that stuff, and that was all fine, and, you know, he stood up to the union stuff and everything else, and that was fine. But when you say you're pro-amnesty, that means you're anti-American. Pro-amnesty equals anti-American. Common Core equals communism. Amnesty is anti-American. And Obamacare is anti-American, unconstitutional. And it's just, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. The other thing, which, again, I've been kind of jumping around here. Sorry about that. I'm trying to go down my list of things that I was going to cover today. The other thing is I was talking about corporate America. While they have the nerve to want to waste billions of dollars on a stupid stadium that nobody wants, and it's all because of corporate welfare for their friends, has nothing to do with improving the community. Don't believe that for a minute. If you believe that, I've got the London Bridge to sell you. They are wasting $500,000, $500,000, $500,000 to study charging us a toll to go into downtown Orlando. Because Orlando was so much like London. And Orlando was so much like San Francisco. San Francisco was studying charging a toll to go into downtown San Fran. I guess Orlando should do it too, and especially London. London charges a toll today, so we want to be just like London, don't we? Orlando, Florida, USA, that's just like London, right? This is how sick these people are. This is how stupid and evil they are, wasting our money on this crap, studying charging a toll because they don't want you to drive your car downtown. They want you out of your car. They want to control you. Everything they do to limit personal transportation is another means. Agenda 21 all the way. Socialism, they want to control the serfs. They want to control they don't want personal transportation. Agenda 21 says personal transportation is not sustainable. You don't have the right as an individual to come and go when you want. And so they're going to try and force you out of it. They want control. They will claim all the things about sustainability, and so much of Agenda 21 is the earth is holy and humans are scum. So we have to protect the earth from the humans, so kill the humans and save the trees. And trust me, I respect nature, the environment. We need to respect it. We won't survive if we don't. But this craziness of humans are the evil doers, and kill all the humans so that you can save the planet doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And I don't think that's what the great creator intended. But this is the nutsiness. But smart growth, sustainable development, ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, the UN taking control, smart grid by the United Nations coming over, putting the smart grid electrical network, if you will, the smart grid, and taking over your electricity. And they're saying, well, here's how much electricity you're allowed every day. Not how much you want to pay for and how much you're willing to pay for. It's here's your ration of electricity. This is the craziness that's happening. And when it comes to the toll, not only are they trying to charge a toll to go into downtown, now they want to put a toll on State Road 50 and State Road 436. And if you're here in the Orlando area, if you're out by Disney, you could survive in Orlando, or your trip to Orlando, and never go down 50. You would probably end up on 436 at some point because it dead ends or into the airport, Orlando International. But even then, you wouldn't have to drive down much of it. So they want to put tolls on these two roads now, too. Anything they can to screw you over for personal transportation and rip you off and steal. It's disgusting. They do public-private partnerships, selling the stuff off to foreign corporations. It's evil and it's disgusting. Once again, and we have no representation. The scumbags of Central Florida, and that includes Orange County, Seminole County, City of Orlando, Winter Park, Winter Garden. This is the Sanford. This network right within this group of Central Florida, they will do anything they can to steal from the people, legally stealing in the federal taxes. Very unethical and very harmful to those here. Our quality of life and our cost of living keeps going up, our quality of life keeps going down. I can't stand these people. And truly, I want out of Orlando so bad, but of course everything they've done with mismanagement of growth in this area and the economy at large, thanks to the idiots of Washington, D.C. Idiots, morons, scumbags, whatever you want to call them. The economy is so screwed up because of it. So I can't exactly just pick up and move like I might like to. But my dream is to get out of Orlando. And growing up, I never thought I'd leave Orlando. I was born and raised here, but I can't stand the place. Can't stand what they've done to this community, this city. And there's part of me that says, well, I discourage people from coming here to living, to relocate here. Why would you ever want to live in Orlando? I tell you not. But then I can't say, well, wait a minute. Come on, have a house to sell. Sure, you want to come here. I got a house to sell. No. I want out of Orlando so bad it's not funny. And this past year, my father had passed away. And while he was still living here, it was kind of a little bit less likely that I would move away. But since he has passed, I don't have any other family right here. I have a lot of friends, but I don't have any family right here in Orlando. I have, I shouldn't say that, I do have my niece here. My niece and her family are here. Then my brother and his family are in Tampa. I have my oldest brother who went missing back in 2005, who is still missing today. Don't know where he's at, but he would have been here in Orlando. Outside of that, I can't see too many reasons to stay in this place. Like the heck out of Dodge. Can't stand what they have done to Orlando. It used to be the city beautiful, but to me it's just not the same. They keep destroying it. Keep whatever. We'll see how it all plays out in the end. The likes of, and it wasn't just Buddy Dyer. I mean, Glenda the Hood, when they shut down the Naval Training Center here for Baldwin Park, that was a big old scam on that. And it was stupid for our national security. And this is where this was a combination of what was going on locally with Glenda the Hood and those in D.C. I do remember Bill McCollum fighting to keep the Naval Training Center here open. It was still under construction. They were still building. They still had contracts to build on that for that Naval Training Center before it was finished when they did this. And they shut it down for a smaller base up in Illinois that did not have near the technology and the expense of relocating it. It made absolutely no sense. These were people who didn't care about national security. They just cared about playing political figures. It's not about doing what's right for the people. It's about whatever you got to do to get reelected and giving money to your friends and getting kickbacks. That is what this government has become. It's disgusting. And I saw when that happened too. It's like that was just. And we think of everything that's going on today in this world, and here we had the McCoy Air Force Base and the Naval Training Center here, and they're both shut. They've both been shut down. And then, of course, out in Long Beach, California, they sold the older the naval base that was out there to a Chinese company. So a Chinese company now has a naval base right on our shore. Now, I'm not operating as a naval base, obviously. How easy they could convert it. Think what they could be doing, the Chinese nationals out there. I mean, how many ways do you invite the enemy to come in and take over your country? At what point do you defend your own homeland? These people only care about getting reelected. They don't care about anything else. They don't care about the next generation. Remember the difference of a politician and a statesman. A politician works for the next election. A statesman works for the next generation. We have nothing but sleazeball politicians. And when I say not 100%, 90, 95% are sleazeballs. I wouldn't trust them with anything. Definitely wouldn't trust them with my life. Well, let's see here. I think I'm going to wrap it up a little bit early tonight, since it seems to be a quiet night out there. And let me check one thing real quick. Trying to check on the details for the town hall meeting that's supposed to be going on. I believe it's Americans for Prosperity who are doing this meeting to defund Obamacare. And I believe the one here in Orlando is on the 30th. And I was trying to find out on that, because I'm going to do my best to attend that. I don't know how many of you will have the opportunity to do that either, but my goal is to try to get the message out there, no amnesty. GOP is DOA in 2014 if they pass amnesty. And truly it should be the same on Obamacare, because the Republican Party will have totally violated their core beliefs if they don't stop both of these. This is what the Republican Party is supposed to be about. And if they refuse to honor the core values and to do as they were elected to do, which was to defund Obamacare and stop amnesty, then the GOP deserves to be dead on arrival in 2014. And let's see here. Okay. Try one more time here. Americans for Prosperity Florida website seems to be from. Let's see here. It's supposed to be, anyway. If you happen to have any, I know I've got the information out here someplace, trying to find another story, to defund Obamacare. That's actually here. Defund Obamacare website. Let's see if this will tell me. Go out there and do what you can to fight, to protest amnesty. Make sure you know let them know that you protest amnesty and Obamacare. And get the message out there as much as you can. and I'm going to see if there's any way I can get out there on the 30th to do that too. It's good to have a job, you know, so I don't complain. I'm glad to have a job. But at the same time, it's kind of difficult to go to some of these events. Let's see. Trying to find a schedule for when they were going to have it. I'm pretty sure it was the 30th, and I know I've looked at it before. But at this moment, not telling me. Heritage Foundation Action, whatever their different groups, were helping to on these town hall meetings as well. So I think it's kind of FreedomWorks might be doing some of it. I also know Americans for Prosperity. And Americans for Prosperity, they in the past, they've concerned me that they're too GOP. If an organization is just strictly another of the Republican Party, it just tends to turn me away. If, you know, your whole goal is to go out there and promote the Republican Party instead of American values, that kind of turns me away, and I don't have a lot of faith or trust in you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read the American's Creed, and maybe by then something will come up that keeps saying it's waiting for Americans for Prosperity. The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. And I kind of say this, I don't say it every day, but close to it, just like saying the Pledge of Allegiance kind of thing. And I actually like this better than the Pledge of Allegiance, even though I like that too. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I think it's interesting that they talk about sacrifice lives and fortunes. If you're an American, you're willing to sacrifice. I believe, therefore, it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. And we have to understand all enemies. Now, the different oaths of office say defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, all enemies. Let's be realistic and accept the fact that there are enemies amongst us. There are enemies in public office. And it's one thing to say that you believe that there should be an income tax or you don't believe there should be an income tax. It's one thing to believe, as an ideology, different things. That doesn't make you an enemy, make you an American. But when you're out there wanting to take over this government, take over this country, to kill those who do not believe as you, as killing Christians and Jewish people, that's being an enemy. Invading this country, taking over this country, that's an enemy. We have to realize who the enemy is. The enemy's from within. And I've said it for many years, and probably since day one on the show. It's not Al-Qaeda I fear, it's the enemies within. It's the enemies within this government who are out there, the infidels, taking over, killing the infidels. Their mentality is to kill the infidels, to take over, such as the Muslim Brotherhood. And the idea that the Muslim Brotherhood is the biggest enemy we face, I can believe that. And when it comes to the Chinese national, the Chinese people, we have set them up to take over this country too. Look at what we've done to ourselves. The same thing that makes you strong can also make you weak. Being an open, and generous people, we have allowed the evil element to come in and destroy us. We've allowed, and, you know, to the other side of it, most Americans trusted those in public office. You should never trust. You try to elect the person that most closely aligns to your beliefs, but then you need to be engaged in what they do, and this is at all levels. That's why I can't stand the Orange County Commission. I see what kind of scumbags are on there, and there's not one person on there that I voted for. Well, I shouldn't say that. Pete Clark, I did vote for Pete Clark. This is his first time on the commission, so I did vote for him, and the jury's still out on him. We'll see what he does. You know, if you go and you challenge what they're doing, they don't want to hear from you. And, you know, he was at a couple of meetings. I was at neighborhood meetings. And, you know, one time he was a little bit more receptive. One time, you know, they don't want to hear it unless you're patting them on the back saying how wonderful they are. But I'm going to wait and see how he really does. And I have been letting him know I oppose the stupid stadium. And I do need to call his office and talk to him. So far I've been faxing and emailing stuff. So he knows where I stand. Okay, let's see here. Let's see, Florida. Americans for Prosperity. Florida, let's see if I can get this to show me. And if I can't get this in a couple of minutes, we will leave there. As I say every show, please remember what it means to be an American. Remember that being American means you came from someplace else. If you insist on identifying yourself with some other faction, you're dividing us. You're hurting us, and maybe that's what you want to do. I don't believe the Muslims want to unite us. I don't think the La Raza Latinos want to unite us. And see, to me, a Latino, it's not a matter of being a Hispanic or whatever, you know, ethnic background that way. It's, are you an American or are you a Latino? You can't be both. Latinos, the true, you know, the mentality of the Latino is that they're part of the Rosa and they want the Southwest back, and America's, the American people are evil and you want to destroy the American people. True Hispanics are just like the Italians and the Russians and the Germans and the Europeans, French, and all these other ethnic backgrounds that came here to be Americans. How many times do you hear Italian-American? How many times do you hear that said? How many times do you hear French-American? Once in a while you hear Canadian-American, but you don't even hear that too often. German-American. These people came to America to be Americans. Latinos didn't. If you came from Cuba and you're an American, then fine. If you came here to be a Cuban or a Latino, then you're not being American. Your focus, you've got a divided allegiance. So if you've got a divided allegiance, then what does that say? We need people to be united. You can't be united if you're divided. It's really not rocket science. And we're almost there. As you can see, as it's taking all this time, I need some help. My personal computer is definitely in for an overhaul or needs to be replaced. Take your pick. Yeah, let's see here. Check one other thing. So, come Thursday, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about yet. I haven't really totally figured that out. But we will definitely touch on some of these same issues because we have to remember it is critical now to force the hand of the conservative constitutionalist patriots who are in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. They do your job, represent the American people, not everybody else. Stop representing the non-Americans represent American people, represent the middle class and the lower income people, which means you've got to get rid of Obamacare, defund it. It also means you can't discriminate against us. Why are you allowed to discriminate against middle class and lower income people for Obamacare when the Congress does its own thing? You've got all these other people get all these exemptions. It's discrimination. I want to know a lawyer out there who's willing to take on the case to file the discrimination against Americans. I don't understand why they're allowed to do that. And events. Well, on this one calendar, it's not showing anything on the 30th, but we'll see. If anybody happens to have that info, please feel free to call in with it next time. And I'm going to do some more searching. I know it's out there someplace, and I am going to try to protest it and get over there and let them know no amnesty, no Obamacare. Stop funding Obamacare. And do not vote for any type of immigration bill. Nothing. They do not need to vote on anything to secure that border. They just need to enforce the current law. That's all it's about. Can you enforce the current law, guys and gals? Can you actually do your job? Can you demand that the president follow the laws? If you just do your job, our country would be in so much better shape if you would just do that. So, anyway. Like I say, I'm going to wrap it up just a couple minutes early tonight and tune in tomorrow night for American Freedom Watch Radio and Wednesday for Common Core Education and then Thursday, and I should say on Wednesday it's Floridians Against Common Core Education, and Thursday we'll be back and we'll see what we're going to talk about then. Please, Americans, be united, one nation under God. As we were created, united we will stand, divided don't have a chance. Yes, and good night.